Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 24th day of March, 2022. Here are my weather thoughts for the next 7 days for South Central Texas. Not a whole lot to talk about. High pressure overhead now with the clockwise wind motion around it. Northwest winds yesterday. I think by tomorrow, the high will move eastward into the parishes of Louisiana and southern Mississippi. And as a result, our winds then go back to the south. We'll pick up a surface wind from the south-southeast. That's going to allow temperatures to warm and perhaps a few more clouds as we go into the weekend. Temperatures probably going to get into the mid and upper 80s by the time we get to Sunday and into the first part of next week. But a dry weather pattern continues, plenty of sunshine all the way through at least Monday for South Central Texas, even though we'll see some late night and early morning low clouds by then as the moisture increases just a bit. Next upper-level low-pressure storm system and cold front, at least at 6 days out, has the indications it may be fairly strong system as it moves through Texas next Tuesday night and Wednesday. If that's the case, then we go for showers and thunderstorms. I've included them in the forecast now. Potentially, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is saying we could see a quarter to a half inch of rainfall over the next 7 days, and that would be for Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. And even the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center up in Norman, whose job is to look at the risk of severe weather and thunderstorms around the U.S., they do mention, even though they haven't specifically outlooked it yet, they do mention that it appears over parts of Texas there will be a severe weather risk by Tuesday night, Wednesday. Hard to nail that down at this point, but it's something we want to kind of keep in mind. It looks like a little cooler and drier weather once that front passes by midday next Wednesday. Folks, let's talk about the storm reports, where we are from Monday storm reports. Yesterday, I kind of gave you the indication that National Weather Service had gone ahead with the Round Rock Granger tornado. That one had about over a 20-mile path length, by the way. They have decided, at least tentatively, that's an EF2 tornado from Round Rock to Granger, 135-mile-per-hour winds. Off to the south, the Kingsbury tornado. This started out near Seguin and ended up southeast of Lockhart. That Kingsbury tornado also came in at an EF2, about 115 miles an hour, and I think it's about a 9-mile path length on that system. Or that one's about 7.5 miles path length. Also can tell you they have finished the survey for the Gerald tornado that occurred on Monday. It'll be an EF1, winds of about 100 miles an hour, and it's that one that's about a 9.8-mile path length. But that one also continued into Bell County. And that's interesting because Bell County is covered by the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth, and they have to do the survey on their side of their area. And I think they've already done that, and they also gave it an EF1 as well. I'll tell you that I'm positive that the National Weather Service Austin San Antonio and the National Weather Service up in Fort Worth probably worked together on that survey since it did cross the boundary. Meanwhile, no official details yet, but over in Giddings to the east of Austin, that was an EF1 tornado, winds of about 95 miles an hour. And over in Elgin as well, that same direction, that tornado is going to be at least tentatively classified as an EF2, winds of about 130 miles an hour. We don't have the path lengths or widths yet on the Elgin and on the Giddings tornadoes at this point. But nevertheless, that's the latest information we have from the survey crews from the National Weather Service in Austin, San Antonio. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 24th day of March. I'll update my text forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Hope you have a good Thursday. Enjoy the sunshine.